without really learning something. And I personally think that's why God put us here on earth. He said, "For the least, do it for the least of them," mm-hmm. and you've done it for him.
Right.
And that is the creed of my life. And I just love people, and I guess that's why we at 88.1 have been so successful, because that's what I like to do. That's what I've always done, whether I did it at City Hall or wherever I was. They can testify to the fact, and I'm still in touch with a lot of them. I paid when I was at City Hall working in the capacity of assistant to the mayor. I paid a many utility bills because to me it was awful for a lady to come in there with four or five kids behind and her utilities were off. And then you had other factions of the community that could pay their utility bill. And I paid so many utility bills until I forgot to pay mine one time. But I feel I'm a very compassionate person, and sometimes people don't believe that by the spirit that I portray. But when you're in a business, our owners are from Florida, mm-hmm. and they mortgaged, a friend, not them, said that they had mortgaged their house to set up this station. It's a voice for people, often people that are ignored. It does not matter to me. If they want to come on the radio and speak of something, I'm always available to do that. So, and this is an effort. And, of course, these are hard economical times. And my boss, when I spoke to him about it, I said, I want to give back to the community. You know, mm-hmm. he's not a rich man, but he has provided a voice for us in this community. He says, well, do what you do. And I was the editor, and I am, you know, getting ads now. I'm halfway the book, and the effort the first time, it was much better than it is this time, but I am dedicated to getting it done, you know, so that we can have an opportunity to bring all people in the community together to listen to a little preaching, a very good concert, mm-hmm. and in the end to say, you know, to God that I want to change my life. I want a different direction. The prisoners, even the guys in the prisons, we're trying to make a way that they'll be able to hear it as well.
So. Mm-hmm. Let's do this. Let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to tell businesses and churches how they can get their business in the Ebony Directory number 2 and create unity. You're on point, everybody, and we'll be right back right after this.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria, Pineville, LeCount, Cheneyville, Bunky, Marksville, and all surrounding areas.
T. Rito and Red Carpet Entertainment presents
the All White Red Carpet Affair.
Saturday, May 19th at the Alexander Fulton Hotel.
Join them for a night of food, fun, and plenty of R&B oldies,
two-stepping,
and Zydeco music with the hottest DJ in Sinla.
They'll be rolling out the red carpet. Hope to see you all at the All White Red Carpet Affair. Saturday, May 19th from 9 p.m. till 2 a.m. at the Fulton Hotel.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today. There are alternatives to prisons. The Academy of Training Skills is the answer. ATS is one alternative to the broken system of incarceration. The Academy of Training Skills is a privately operated organization designed to benefit individuals awaiting trial. ATS provides training and programming for individuals charged with nonviolent crimes. ATS offers advanced personal growth by breaking the cycle of unlawful activities. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.aatss.com or 337-366-9976.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow & Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow & Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow & Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow & Associates, Marksville.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is the On Point Talk playback. Monique, Oscar and Golden Globe Award winner and international talk show host.
Monique, it's amazing to know that every time we see the Monique Show and those doors open, that you're the first African-American woman to host a late-night TV talk show. Talk about that.
I am having the time of my life. Every night when that elevator door opens up, baby, the little girl in me want to just run out of there.
Really?
It is everything that I thought it would be, and then it slips into things that I couldn't even have even imagined.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Thursday, and you know what? It's always fun. On Point. This segment of the OPT is sponsored by the of Oils Commission of Tourism. Man, they're having so many festivals. We're going to tell you more about that a little bit later in the show, but it's always great fun, great food, and great fellowship down in of Oils Parish. Capital One Bank, what's in your wallet? Also, Brian Kubrow & Associates. Rex, and more Rex. If you've been in an accident and you don't know what to do, phone for a free consultation by phoning Brian Kubrow and his team at 318-253-0900. We're going to keep telling you about those screenings at LACVT. You know what? You can go to their website at www.lacvt.com, or you can simply phone them at 318-442-0106. If you're just joining us this morning, we're talking about the Ebony Directory, and we're speaking to Jocelyn Jacobs, who's the operations manager here at KAYT FM 88.1. And one of the things that I'll say is that DC Jackie is a pit bull. She is a pit bull, but you know what? She's got a huge heart for people, for the community, and for being the change that she wants to see. And we were just talking during the break that it's been about 8 years since the last Ebony Directory, and what a huge success it was. And Jackie, before we tell people how they can get involved, I want to just take this time to encourage all of those businesses. You know, we talk about advertising, and we talk about how important it is pretty much every time we get an opportunity. Well, this is a great way for businesses who don't necessarily have an advertising budget to get involved and get their business in this amazing directory and it will circulate throughout central Louisiana. And I want you to share with people, Jackie, those businesses, especially those businesses that are trying to get exposure, God bless you, that are trying to get exposure, how they can connect with the Ebony Directory number two.
Okay, of course. I'm out there, and I'd like to give a special thanks to Ms. Sanders, who's also helping. I have to bring in, and of course.
Is that Jeannie? Jeannie Sanders?
Yes.
And, Jeannie.
She's the host of Teen Vibe.
Yes, and any and all the people that have asked me, they are going to be out there because it is an awesome task. You have so many businesses. We're talking about starting like at $40, just card size. And these books will be distributed in Shreveport, Monroe, of course, in Alexandria, and people that call and ask for them outside in our broadcast area. I just think for starting at $40, of course, they go all the way up to $200 for full page ads. To have such an awesome opportunity, it's a, I would call a very, it's a almost a poverty marketing budget to be able to advertise on such an extraordinary scale for that kind of, and of course you are helping the community as well. It's no plus or minus for that. You are helping people in your community. I'm a very spiritual person. A lot of people don't know that because I am a pit bull.
You can be a pit bull and be spiritual all at the same time.
Yes, because I'm very dedicated to what I believe in. I concentrate and put in a lot of time with that. And, of course, I minister in the prisons as well with Reverend Camouche and the other co-hosts, and I will be going there this Sunday. In the community, and I heard this morning on the news about a very, very rich lady committing suicide, but you have in the form of drug addiction a form of suicide to say that the world isn't giving me nothing and I'm not giving the world nothing, so I'll just descend into darkness. And we have got to, not only in the media but in the church, open a door for people that think that they have missed the mark. And, you know, this is an opportunity for them to come in, and I am in the process right now of getting somebody here to speak to that, to people with problems like that. And, of course, you have mothers that cannot work now, and they're talking about cutting off some assistance. You know, we in the Christian community must be very aware of that, because we are going to have to one day answer to a father that says we can't bring any of our worldly goods. We cannot bring the dollars that are in the bank. We cannot bring the cars or the jewelry. He is going to ask, what have you done for the least of these, your brethren? A mother that cannot feed her child any longer, even if she has a few food stamps, and they're talking about cutting them. You know, there are not a lot of jobs for the people that have college education. So, you know, for mothers that finish high school or got a GED or a father, they cannot do it either. So this is an opportunity for unity, as Mr. Christmas said.
It is.
To come in unity.
It is.
To an occasion to say, well, I just don't have the money. I want to go so the children can come in. That's the next church, and we've got to realize that. To just come in for a moment of being in spirituality, not in religion, but in spirituality, to come in and worship through music and preaching God and the awesomeness of who he is and what he is. He can lift any burden. It does not matter how deep you've gone. I'm a testimony of that. He can raise you up to extraordinary places. And that's my heart, Carlette and David. That's my heart. And a lot of people don't realize that. They see me cruel sometimes. But a lot of times my heart is burdened because I've come out of circumstances like that. I made it because I turned my life over.
Right.
To say I would not ever, once I knew of this awesome God, that it does not matter if you have a scarlet letter or what you've done in the past. You are mine. I created you for my purpose, and everybody has a purpose. Mm-hmm. I don't care who you are.
Absolutely.
And that is the beat of my heart for KYT to be a part of unity in this community, to unify this community in the only way that we can is through our interpersonal relationship with a loving God. And that's what my heart is. And a lot of times, as I said, I'm taken wrong because of that. But Jesus Christ did what he had to do in a radical environment. He was a change to everything, and often enough was taken wrong. And we are supposed to be a peculiar people of a royal priesthood. We are to go forth no matter what is being said, how it's being said. We must be those soldiers that march on untamed ground to say we are going to testify of him. And that is why I am out there selling ads for Ebony Directory, because it's a fundraiser at the end of it. Our boss says it's a KYT fundraiser. It's not to go in anybody's pocket.
Right. And I think that that's the most important thing, Jackie, that people need to know. And I believe that this morning people did hear your heart and hear the heart of this station, which has really been the heart of this community and coming together as a community, as one, bringing those businesses together. And for more information, people can phone you at 318-484-2500. It is a great way to showcase your business. Jackie, we want to thank you for all that you do and for being the change that you want to see, bringing unity to this community. Thank you for spending the very earliest part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT network.
And thank you all so much for being a part of this great unity that I'm trying to bring to this city. God bless you, and may he give you a longevity on Park Talk.
You know what? We receive it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jackie. Yeah, we've got to take a quick break, but this is On Point Talk. We're back right after this.
Pineville, LaCount, Cheneyville, Bunky, Marksville, and all surrounding areas.
T. Rito and Red Carpet Entertainment presents
the all-white red carpet affair.
Saturday, May 19th at the Alexander Fulton Hotel. Join them for a night of food, fun, and plenty of R&B oldies, two-stepping, and Zydeco music with the hottest DJ in Sinla. They'll be rolling out the red carpet. Hope to see you all at the all-white red carpet affair. Saturday, May 19th from 9 p.m. till 2 a.m. at the Fulton Hotel.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services, Sylvia's Caring Companions health care services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is the On Point Talk playback. Emmy Award-winning talk show host, Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz, we're so glad to have you back. And you know, of course, that this is Heart Month for Women. And you have the 28-Day Prevent a Heart Attack Plan. And I want to start by talking about that and how you came up with that.
Well, I know that a lot of folks are trying to quantify their lives in ways that are manageable. And, you know, 1 month's a pretty good time period to aim for. And you recognize you cannot get rid of a bad habit. You got to replace a bad habit with a good habit. So when it comes down to heart disease, and just for the women out there, you know, it's Heart Month, but we specifically are focusing on women's heart disease because you're the glue of society. It's your hearts that end up helping the male heart too. And so I've gotten some tips that you can use for your hearts. But the tax is you're going to spread the word to the rest of the family.
Hello, I'm Laurie DeSell with the American Heart Association, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us in the fight against heart disease in women and the Go Red for Women campaign. Thank you, Team OPT, for helping us in the fight against heart disease.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's 7:52 a.m., and it's Thursday. And if you're just joining the OPT Network, this segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by J&J Exterminating. More than 50 years of pest experience and great integrity. For a free consultation, all you got to do is phone 800-819-5323. Also, Axion Texas Louisiana, they make loans to small business owners with limited access to traditional sources of credit. The number to phone is 888-215-2373. Get Wired Satellites and St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. If you're just joining the OPT this morning, you know, I was saying at the top of the show that this is a very important time for parents, for families, and for graduates. And, you know, if you're looking at Facebook, if you're reading the newspapers, all you're seeing are congratulations, great hopes, great dreams for our graduates. Well, yesterday we were reading an article that really, really got our attention. And it talked about teens and parties. And we know that this is a very festive time of the year. And it's such an important conversation that we want every parent that is thinking of hosting a graduation party to really, really think and listen to this conversation very, very seriously. And let me tell you why. Don't be a party to teenage drinking. First of all, it's against the law. It's a public awareness program educating communities and parents about the health and safety risks of serving alcohol at teen parties. And this morning we're joined by Marcy Seidel, who is the executive director of Drug Free Action Alliance. It's an organization that develops alcohol awareness programs like their parents, parents who host Lose the Most is the campaign, which educates parents about the dangers of social host liability. Marcy, good morning and welcome to your very first time to the OPT Network.
Good morning, Carlette. It is an honor to be here. Thank you for inviting us.
This, Marcy, is, oh, important is just not even big enough to talk about how critical this conversation is, because there's so many parents that are hosting, that are, if not have hosted, will be hosting graduation parties. First of all, let's talk about what parents who host the most lose the most really is.
Well, this is a program that we developed back in the year 2000, and it's designed to educate parents about the health and the safety risk associated with serving alcohol at teen house parties. And it's also important to increase the awareness to parents about what the laws really are and the compliance of those laws and what the consequences are if they do not obey the laws. So it's really an awareness program to help keep our teens safe and to help keep our parents, you know, in line with what the laws really are.
And really to keep our parents safe, too. And as I was reading this article yesterday, it was so poignant because there are so many parents that are just, let's frankly, they're going to just say, if my kids are going to drink, I'd rather them drink at my house. Let's talk about that idea.
Yeah, that's really a dangerous idea, and something I would hope that through this campaign we can start to curb parents' thoughts on away from that type of thinking into a thinking about what can we do to celebrate our children so that they do it in a way that is safe and it's healthy for them that doesn't involve alcohol. Alcohol is a drug. And it's a drug that is probably the one that children or young people want to use the most because it's the most readily available. But there's some serious consequences to doing it. So it's important for parents to set the boundaries and the limitations of the use of alcohol. And the first place to start doing that is right in their own home. This is not acceptable. It's not good for your health. You're not being safe. We are not being parents who are looking out for the best, your best interest if we allow this to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we need to set that norm right away, and that's one of the things this campaign does, that alcohol has no place in the life of a young person.
Right. Now, I want you, Marcy, to speak to those people, those parents especially, that are going to be hosting parties that had not really thought of this idea, but had really thought that the kids are going to be drinking, we know that they're going to be drinking, we can keep them safe by allowing them to drink at home.
There's two pieces to that. First of all, it is illegal. I'm not sure exactly the laws in your state, the nuances of the laws in your states, but in all 50 states there are social host laws that say, first of all, it's not legal to allow to serve alcohol to someone who's under the age of 21. But the fact that children will drink is not the reason that you would want to go ahead and support that. There are many things that can happen. People unfortunately believe that car crashes are the only real consequences to serving alcohol to kids. So certainly if they come into our house and we monitor them, we take away the keys, know they're not on the roads, then they're going to be safe and they're going to be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
We know beyond that that car crashes is only a small portion of the dangers and the safety issues that can approach a child. For example, children, young people who drink are more likely to be involved in sexual assaults. Their young girls are more likely to become mm-hmm. pregnant. There are more problems with unintentional injuries. And then on top of it, alcohol, when consumed in large quantities, can be a killer. There can be alcohol poisoning. I'm going to talk about just a particular case that happened here in Ohio where a family thought it would be fine for the graduation party to have a bunch of kids come in their house, and they actually sat around the kitchen table with the parents and drank alcohol. And this one young man was sitting next actually to one of the parents and was drinking, and no one was really paying attention to how much he was drinking. He consumed enough alcohol that he actually had alcohol poisoning and died.
Wow.
And he was sitting right next to a parent. So there are serious consequences beyond the obvious drinking and driving. And we want parents to be literally aware of what can happen to a young person in situations where they are consuming alcohol.
Absolutely.
And in the short term, there are things. But in the long term, there are even more things as you introduce alcohol to young people that people should be very aware of and concerned about.
Absolutely. And you know, Marcy, we wanted to have this conversation because, as I said and I've been saying, This is a time of celebration, and unfortunately, all too often, we equate celebration with alcohol. And that is a mindset that we've got to start to change.
You know, Carla, you're absolutely right. We've noticed in the last, number of years that it's really, alcohol has become very normalized mm-hmm. in our life, much more so than when I was a young person. We find it at almost every venue. I even now will see alcohol served at a one-year-old birthday party for the adults.
This right.
has nothing to do for the child, but for the parents. And I would encourage your listeners just to scan their environment. Just walk out your door and take a look around at all the alcohol advertising that they might see during the day, messages that they will hear on the media. Just see how many times it hits, and would you see it in print media. There's so much alcohol just infiltrating our lives to make it a very normal part mm-hmm. of our life that people just assume you need to have it in order to have a celebration or to even do the most simplest of tasks at times.
Absolutely, and I really, really want to encourage people that this is a message that will hopefully resonate with every parent who may be hosting a party, but even further than that, that their young people that are graduating may be going to a party that's hosted by another parent. And what should we do to find out if there's going to be alcohol served at those parties, and how can we sort of, you know, try to bring awareness and prevent this from happening?
I think the Parents Who Host campaign is one of those campaigns that allows you to do it, and that's why we're very excited that a number of communities, in fact, in all 50 states, mm-hmm. there are replication of this program. But it does a couple things. We want to change the community norm so that we talk about this. I think it's important mm-hmm. for parents and school officials to talk about the fact that alcohol will be served and that it's not okay. That message needs to be out there, and some courageous parents need to take the lead and say, this is what we believe should happen, and start that conversation. And then I think parents need to come together and talk with each other so that they know and are aware of what parties may be taking place. And if a parent hears or knows that their young person is going to go to a party, feel free to pick up that phone and talk to that parent who would be perhaps hosting that party mm-hmm. to double check to make sure that no alcohol will be served, and to set your expectations that there will be no alcohol served at that party. And then for parents to come together and say, this is a time of graduation. Let's get together and provide celebration activities for our kids that don't have alcohol involved in it. So parents can come together and find those activities and find those parties to make sure that there's a lot of times to celebrate that they know are absolutely alcohol-free. So there's a lot of things that parents can do and should do. Talking to each other is one of them, connecting with the school, keying in with your children to find out what's happening in their social circles, and then following up on it. I think that's the responsibility mm-hmm. and the joy of being the parent is being connected to your children and what's happening in their lives.
This is an important message. You're on point, everybody. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back right after this.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years' experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now, I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetite. people just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
J&J Exterminator is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hicks and Has It.
Hicks and Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Just in time for tax season, it's a community-free shred day. Wednesday, May 16th at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, Coliseum Boulevard location. Make sure your professional documents don't fall into the wrong hands and keep your identity safe. Bring up to 4 boxes of your personal documents, tax returns, statements, receipts, CDs, DVDs, floppy disks, photos, credit cards, check registers, and other things that may contain sensitive personal information and shred them for free. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union wants to help protect your identity and keep your personal information personal. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Free Shred Day, Wednesday, May 16th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, Coliseum Boulevard location. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Member NCUA.
Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday Extraordinary Banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hi, I'm Lisa Oz, author, producer, and co-host of the Dr. Oz Show on SiriusXM. And I've been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Soledad O'Brien, CNN anchor and special correspondent.
And I've been on point
with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. They're the credit union with a heart. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Rosa's always on point with your insurance needs, she listens, she cares, and most importantly, she helps you to understand what your insurance needs are. The number to phone is 318-487-1881. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove doubts. Also, McDonald's of Pineville and Hickson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, log on to their website at hicksonhasit.com. If you're just joining us this morning, we're having a tough conversation, and I was saying to Marcy, it could be considered a buzzkill, but it is a conversation that we believe for every parent and even every student, this is a critical conversation. Marcy Seidel is the executive director of Drug-Free Action Alliance, and it's an organization that develops alcohol awareness programs like the one we're talking about this morning, Parents Who Host Lose the Most campaign. Marcy, before we went to break, we were talking about those challenges that every parent and every student really faces. And we were talking about during the break changing the social norm and shifting the paradigm of what is popular, what has happened over the years, shifting that to a different, more sobering message. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, yes, thank you, Carlette. It's very important for us to look at what's the best and the healthiest thing for our young people. And we have gotten and infused alcohol so much into every part of our lives that it's just generally accepted. And we know that it's so unhealthy and unsafe for our children to start drinking at early ages that we need to take up the mantle and say, no, we want to make sure that children are not drinking. And we want to make sure that they're obeying the laws so that it's very acceptable and everybody comes together and says, yes, this is, we're standing in unison and saying, no one should be drinking before the age 21.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a number of ways to do that. But one of the reasons why it's really important to do it, that we know that when young people start drinking before the age of 15, and many do, starting as young as 12 or even younger.
Right.
If they start drinking before the age of 15, they are 5 times more likely to become dependent on alcohol at some point in their lives. 5 times more likely. And if you delay drinking until you're 21, your risk of serious alcohol problems are decreased by 70%. So we know right there we're setting up a lifelong pattern if we encourage drinking before they are 21.
Mm-hmm.
And we certainly don't want that to happen. And we also, as I mentioned before, there's problems with the development of the brain.
Mm-hmm.
We now know some very targeted research that's gone in the last decade that when alcohol is placed on a brain that's not fully developed, and a brain does not fully develop until mid-20s, that alcohol in or other substances, but especially alcohol, interferes with especially that front lobal part of the brain where a lot of executive reasoning takes place. So memory is compromised. The ability to reason correctly is compromised. A lot of learning things take place there is compromised. And we certainly don't want to give our young people a deficit going into their adulthood by damaging the brain. So I think these are things that parents need to know, that not only is it just a fun time, but you're seriously compromising the safety and the health of your children. I mean, in not even in the short term, but in the long run. And that's very important to know.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I really want you to speak to, Marcy, because I know that you have seen so many cases, I want you to speak right now to that fun mom, that quote-unquote fun mom. She is the mom where every kid on the block wants to go because she's fun. She allows things to happen. She is the mom or the dad or the parents that are going to be hosting this graduation party in just a few days. And they're already getting the kegs of beer. They're already setting up for alcohol. They're going to take the keys. They're going to make sure that the kids don't leave. I want you to speak to those parents' hearts on why they should change their minds.
Well, there's a couple reasons. The first of all is certainly know the laws in Louisiana. In the state of Ohio, you cannot give alcohol to a teen's friend. Anyone that's under 21, under any circumstances, in your home or anywhere on your property, it is illegal to do so. And you cannot unknowingly allow, even if you don't give the alcohol, you cannot unknowingly allow a young person to be on your property who is drinking alcohol. It's against the law. And if you do, there's in Ohio, you can spend up to 6 months in jail and have a $1,000 fine. And others, the parents of those young people or anybody, can come in and sue you for doing that, which in turn can take any of your property away and most of anything that you have if they find that they are successful with their lawsuits.
Mm-hmm.
So this, as far as the legalities of it, very dangerous thing to do. But let me speak to the parent to think very clearly about what you're doing. The most important thing that you are on this world, in this earth, is a parent.
Mm-hmm.
Your child has lots of friends, and they have a lot of people that want to make them happy and a lot of people that want to give them things to do what they want to do. But as a parent, you have an incredible responsibility to make sure that your child has every opportunity and every advantage to approach their future full on. And if you are compromising that with alcohol for the short term and the long term, then perhaps you're looking at letting go of some of your parent responsibilities. And I think, again, I go back to saying it's the most blessed and most wonderful gift given to any individual is to be able to nurture and care for that young person from baby all the way up through becoming an adult. So I would ask them to think very carefully about what they are doing so that they have the full impact of being a parent upon their child.
Absolutely. And Marcy, this is something that, this is a message that needs to resonate. We hope that it will change parents' minds, not only the legality of if something happens to a child at your home, but the consequences that could occur from allowing alcohol. And if there's alcohol, chances are there could be other drugs. You know, we just look at alcohol as being legal and being okay. But there are so many different things that could happen by just allowing this environment to happen in your home.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And really, there are so many creative, fun things to do with young people. Have you ever engaged a young person in an activity or in opportunities to express their creativity without alcohol? They are so fun, and they can come up with so many great things. So I would challenge parents to go have that party.
Mm-hmm.
Do not have alcohol, but set up activities, set up the types of foods and non-alcoholic mm-hmm. beverages that you want to serve, and just see how much fun you can really have with those creative young people that has nothing to do with alcohol. It's a great gift to watch that happen.
Absolutely. And we don't want our teens to be in trouble because of a graduation party, and we don't want parents to be in trouble. I want you to tell people, Marcy, how they can connect with parents who host Lose the Most.
We invite you to visit our website at drugfreeactionalliance.org. And if they would like to call us, they can call us at area code 614-540-9985. And we can connect you with some information and some things that they can do to get involved with parents who host Lose the Most. But we do encourage you to check our website out. We've got a lot of good information
mm-hmm.
there that can help them move in the direction that we think is good for them for a safe, wonderful, and healthy prom and graduation season.
Mm-hmm. And before you have to go, Marcy, I just want you, again, and I guess I just am trying to hammer this home, because those parents who have maybe sort of acquiesced with their kids, have kind of agreed without saying anything, how they can work to change the mind of their graduate for this graduation season. What do you think that they can do if they've kind of just went along to get along?
Well, I think, again, parents have a really incredible influence over their own children. Sometimes they don't realize how much they do. But when they set their expectations and what their goals are and what they expect out of their children and clearly articulate that to their young person, young people really don't want to. They do not want to disappoint their parents. And when you set those boundaries, children will pay attention, and they will start to absorb that and come along with it. So I would encourage every parent to talk to their children about different things. Also, share information with them. Arm yourself with good information about alcohol and drugs and the consequences of that, and share that with your young person. And then one of the key things is engage in a conversation. Don't just be shooting information and facts to your young people. Listen to what they say. Mm-hmm. Honor what they say. Have a conversation with them and have a back and forth. When you have that kind of a bond and that kind of a respect between each other, it's amazing where you can change with your young person the shift in knowing what's acceptable and what's not acceptable, and they will carry that banner for you, and they can carry it with their friends, and they can be an influence in the community as well as to what is socially correct here. And we can do that through parents, and we can do that through young people together.
Marcy, we want to thank you so much for the work that you do. Marcy Seidel is the executive director of Drug Free Action Alliance. It's an organization that develops alcohol awareness programs like their Parents Who Host Lose the Most campaign. Marcy, thank you so much for being the change that you want to see.
Carla, thank you for letting me be here today to share this important message.
Absolutely. Hang on for me 1 second. Y'all, this is On Point Talk Conversation, and conversation that every parent needs to adhere to. We're going to take a quick break, but we're back right after this.
These questions, find fresh, local, delicious farm products, and meet the farmer who grew them. Simply visit the Green Market at the Alexandria Museum of Art every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. This week, Inglewood Farm is selling pasture-raised eggs and a wide array of seasonal organic vegetables. Westmark Farms, a new vendor at the market, is selling delicious goat milk products straight from the Moorville, Louisiana. So come meet your farmer, connect with neighbors, and reconnect with beautiful downtown Alexandria at the Green Market. This Saturday and every Saturday between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. at the Alexandria Museum of Art between City Hall and the Red River in downtown Alexandria. The Inglewood Farm Alexandria Green Market Minute. I'm Corwith Davis. Inglewood Farm is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria, Pineville, McCown, Cheneyville, Bunkie, Marksville, and all surrounding areas.
T. Rito and Red Carpet Entertainment presents
the all-white red carpet affair.
Saturday, May 19th at the Alexander Fulton Hotel. Join them for a night of food, fun, and plenty of R&B oldies, two-stepping, and Zydeco music with the hottest DJ in Sinla. They'll be rolling out the red carpet. Hope to see you all at the all-white red carpet affair. Saturday, May 19th from 9 p.m. till 2 a.m. at the Fulton Hotel.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today.
There are alternatives to prisons. The Academy of Training Skills is the answer. ATS is one alternative to the broken system of incarceration. The Academy of Training Skills is a privately operated organization designed to benefit individuals awaiting trial. ATS provides training and programming for individuals charged with nonviolent crimes. ATS offers advanced personal growth by breaking the cycle of unlawful activities. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.aatss.com or 337-366-9976.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow & Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow & Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow & Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow & Associates, Marksville.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many, and getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria, Pineville, LaCount, Cheneyville, Bunky, Marksville, and all surrounding areas. T-Rito and Red Carpet Entertainment presents the All-White Red Carpet Affair. Saturday, May 19th at the Alexander Fulton Hotel. Join them for a night of food, fun, and plenty of R&B oldies, two-stepping, and Zydeco music with the hottest DJ in Cinla. They'll be rolling out the red carpet. Hope to see you all at the All-White Red Carpet Affair. Saturday, May 19th from 9 p.m. till 2 a.m. at the Fulton Hotel.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by McDonald's of Alexandria, the Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through programs. For more information, log on to www.aatts.com or phone 337-214-0428. For more information, and how poignant it is, for more information about the Southwest Beverage Safety Messages, log on to their website at www.beresponsible.com. You know, it was an article that we read in the paper that really prompted this conversation, and we wanted to have a conversation for our parents and for our graduates and for anybody who is thinking about or who is drinking that's under the age of 21 and what a dangerous proposition it is. And as we were sitting in the studio talking to Marcy after the break or during the break, we were just talking about it. It almost feels like a buzzkill. And I know that people are thinking about celebrating, and that there are many parents that think that there is absolutely nothing wrong with kegs of beer or with beer. They feel like alcohol, beer is not necessarily as bad as some of the other alcoholic beverages. But in the article that we were reading, a parent found themselves faced with charges because they had allowed underage drinking at their home. And maybe it has happened in your home many times and nothing has ever happened. You were careful. You made sure that the kids didn't drive. You made sure that they slept it off. But let me just tell you, it only takes one time for something to happen on your watch, and it will be too late to say, if only, or I should have. So we are asking parents, because it has to start with us parents, to be vigilant. To be vigilant this graduation season, not to allow underage drinking on your watch. To shift the paradigm. And I was saying to Marcy, you know, sometimes we forget what we forgot. And I know we were all seniors at some point in our lives. And we all wanted to drink because it made us feel grown up. We felt that by some stretch of the imagination, DC, we were 18 and we were grown. But, you know, my mother always said, when you know better, you do better. The more information we get, the more we understand about alcoholism, about alcohol poisoning, the more we understand, the more that our paradigm, what we thought was okay, it should now be shifting. We have got to send a very strong message to our teens that it is not okay. We don't want to hear about one child reported dead due to alcohol or drugs on graduation. How debilitating is that going to be? The promise of a wonderful future, but alcohol got involved. Or we don't want to hear about one girl that was taken advantage of because she was too drunk. We don't want to know about one girl who got pregnant on graduation night because her inhibitions were lowered and she did some things that maybe she would not have done otherwise. So it is a deep conversation. I realize that, but it is so important. And I implore you, even as we hold ourselves accountable, you know, the statistics say that most kids take their first drink at our kids' age, 12 in the seventh grade. And so we're having this conversation for every parent because it's got to start early. What are we saying to our kids about alcohol? Are we glamorizing it at home? Are we making it look so good that our seniors now, they just can't wait to drink on graduation night? Or have they been drinking and we've kind of just turned the other way? Well, you know what? This is an opportunity for each of us to have our own gut check. And we're not trying to tell anybody how to raise their kids or how to live their lives, but the statistics are very real and very evident. And underage drinking in Louisiana alone says that it cost citizens of Louisiana $1.1 billion. The cost include medical care, work loss, pain and suffering, and all that is associated with alcohol-related injuries, with multiple problems resulting due to alcohol by youth. So it's huge. It's huge. And these statistics are just only a few statistics. And you know what? We know that alcohol is just a gateway. It's a gateway to other things. National Center of Addiction and Substance Abuse at Columbia University found that one-third of teen partygoers have been to parties where teens were drinking alcohol, smoking marijuana, or using cocaine, ecstasy, or prescription drugs while at a parent's home or a parent was present. By the age of 17, they say that nearly half of the teens have been to such parties where parents are present. So parents, it's just, you know, maybe we're just calling parents out and saying that maybe we thought it was okay because we thought that if we protected our kids at our house, that it would somehow be okay. Well, maybe this is just, as I said, a gut check. It's not okay. And one of the things that Marcy said during the break is that many parents feel that if they just let the kids sleep it off, they'll be okay to drive home later. And she talked about how alcohol remains in the system, you know, and it impairs our kids. And it's bad enough that they've been drinking, but even worse that it's on our watch. So just fruit for thought this morning. We don't want to kill anybody's. We do want to kill your buzz. We want to bring awareness to graduation. We want to say celebrate, but celebrate without alcohol. make this moment the beginning of the best of the rest of our kids' lives, not something that those who are involved will live with regrets over the years. And so it's an important conversation that parents who host, well, you know what? They do. They lose the most because they're the adult. They're the person that the law is looking at to take responsibility if something should happen. You may have done it a million times. Nothing ever happened, but it only takes one time for somebody to get hurt or somebody to be poisoned by alcohol. And, you know, it's just like with any drug. You never know which hit will kill you. We never know what tolerance people or kids have to alcohol. And are they mixing that with other substances like prescription drugs? There's so many variables. And we would just say this. Just think about hosting those parties where alcohol is present. It's not a good idea. Again, for more information, you can go to the Drug Free Action Alliance. It's an organization that develops alcohol awareness programs. Parents who host the most, who host lose the most campaign. You're on point, everybody. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Alexandria, Pineville, LeCount, Cheneyville, Bunky, Marksville, and all surrounding areas.
T-Rito and Red Carpet Entertainment presents
the all-white red carpet affair.
Saturday, May 19th at the Alexander Fulton Hotel. Join them for a night of food, fun, and plenty of R&B oldies. Two-stepping and Zydeco music with the hottest DJ in Sidla. They'll be rolling out the red carpet. Hope to see you all at the all-white red carpet affair. Saturday, May 19th from 9 p.m. till 2 a.m. at the Fulton Hotel.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus Third Pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT network. This segment is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, Terra Home, don't forget, they're going to be having a huge tent sale on this Saturday. We're going to tell you more about that on tomorrow. But if you're looking for the most unique gift to give, you'll want to visit Terra Home at 1355 Peterman Drive right here in Alexandria. Also, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. That's Darlene St. Romain and her team in Bunkie. You can phone them at 318-346-2540. In Opelousas, the number's 337-942-9939. You know, DC and I were talking during the break, and I said, wow, I feel all those moms, you know, saying, oh my goodness, this is one of those tough conversations, but it is so necessary. And we really, really, really want you to hear and consider making some changes about the way that you and your graduates are planning to celebrate this graduation season. And here are some suggestions from Marcy Seidel, who's the executive director of Drug Free Alliance, Action Alliance. And I think that these are really, really going to help a lot of people if you'll just take heed and make some changes. Don't include a young child in your drinking routine, first of all. And then here are some mom-to-mom safety suggestions if you find yourself hosting a party this party season. For starters, get as many other parents as you can to help chaperone the party. Bring in other adults that will be there to be a watchful eye. The more adults, the better. Shift the party, they're saying, to daytime. Since there tends to be less drinking, you know, just shift from night to day. Avoid, they say, joint graduation parties with older siblings. Say, for instance, if you've got one who's graduating from high school and one who's graduating from college, or you're just doing a joint venture that you're trying to make it all work together. And Marcy said it so poignantly. We've seen parties, and we've all been to parties like that where you're having a party for a toddler and there's alcohol there. Well, we have to start to begin to look at the message that we're sending to our kids. We know as parents that kids don't do what we say, they do what they see us do. And when they see us do it, they think that it must be okay, even if we're saying it's not okay. So we've got to start talking the talk and walking the walk, because our kids are watching. And then they say at the end of the day, many of us are left scratching our heads. If law enforcement is cracking down on parents for hosting teenagers, aren't we just pushing kids to party somewhere else and where an adult couldn't easily help them if they needed help? And that's the paradigm shift that we have to change. We have to change the idea that they're going to drink anyway. We've got to change that. They're going to drink anyway, so I'd rather them drink at my house. Well, you know what? Now is probably just as good a time as any to sit down and have a conversation with our graduates and let them know what we expect as parents, and also let them know about the consequences. Because you know what? Ultimately, our graduates are going off. Many of them are going off to college. And if you went off to college, you remember what that was like. They're having to make their own decisions away from the watchful eye of their parents. And so let's, even if you haven't equipped them in the way that you think you should have, let's start today. Let's start with having a conversation about alcohol and just asking our kids point blank, have you been drinking? Are you drinking? How do you feel about that? You know, do your friends drink? You know, and giving our kids a safe out, that if they're in that environment, that they can call their parents without feeling the condemnation and say, listen, come and get me. My friends are drinking. You know, we want to have these conversations before something happens. And that's just really the vein that we want to flow in. We do want to kill the buzz, because we don't want any parent to have to suffer the loss of a child over something as senseless as alcohol or drugs, or even worse, a combination that our kid, our teen, had no idea would be lethal. You know, sometimes you can mix prescription drugs or mix various different drugs together that will kill you. You know, and it is too late once the damage is done. So, you know, the moral of this story is, parents, have that conversation. Have a great graduation season. We say congratulations to all of our graduates, but we want our graduates to be smart, but most importantly, we want parents to be smart, because we are the impactors of our children's lives. It starts with us, and change has got to start with each individual. Don't be moved by being the popular parent or the house where everybody wants to go. Don't be moved by that. And DC said something really, really important during the break. He said a lot of younger kids will be celebrating at these graduation parties as well. So it's not going to just be your seniors. You're going to have some juniors that are going into the 12th grade, that they feel all adult and important. You know, it's going to be a festive time, and it should be. Just don't include the alcohol. And we won't have to worry about woulda, coulda, shoulda, or what if. Because you take that dynamic out. Have great food, have great fun, have great activities for these kids to do. And you know what? It will be okay. We need to change the way that our kids are thinking, because if they're using alcohol and we're saying that's okay, it won't be long before they start experimenting with other things. And it's up to us. It is up to us to have these candid and frank conversations with our youth. And you know what? When we empower our kids to just say no, to use their own mind, then they won't be persuaded by other kids who are saying you're not cool. Let's empower our kids. Sometimes you have to stand alone. It's not always about being in the in crowd or being cool. It's about living your best life and seeing your full potential. And if you have God forbid, some terrible thing to happen on graduation night, all that is just for naught. So you know what we say, have celebrate safely, and parents, let's be wise. You're on point, everybody. It's Thursday. The week is just about over. We're going to take a break here, but when we come back, we're going to tell you what's happening in Avoyelles Parish. The Avoyelles Commission of Tourism has got a lot of great things going on, and we'll let you know exactly what's coming up right after this.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Just in time for tax season, it's a community-free shred day. Wednesday, May 16th at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, Coliseum Boulevard location. Make sure your professional documents don't fall into the wrong hands and keep your identity safe. Bring up to 4 boxes of your personal documents, tax returns, statements, receipts, CDs, DVDs, floppy disks, photos, credit cards, check registers, and other things that may contain sensitive personal information and shred them for free. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union wants to help protect your identity and keep your personal information personal. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Free Shred Day, Wednesday, May 16th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, Coliseum Boulevard location. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Member NCUA.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's Thursday, and it still feels good. You know, sometimes we just got to talk about those tough conversations. Even though they're tough, it's just about encouraging you and uplifting you to make good decisions. I also want to remind you about the Ebony Directory number 2. You know what? It's really a great advertising tool. And for all of those businesses, especially those small businesses, that you have been searching for a way to let the community know about your business, well, this is an opportunity for you to do that at a minimal cost. And you can phone the station at 318-484-2500. I lost my train of thought. Thank you. 2500. 484-2500. 318-484-2500. And that's for all of those businesses in and around Central Louisiana. You can phone in and you can ask to speak to Jocelyn Jacobs, and she'll tell you how you can get your business connected in the Ebony Directory number 2. And you know what? It is really on the hearts and minds of this station to create good, positive programming and good, positive entertainment for this community that the community can partake of at no cost. And so it's just a great opportunity for you to be a part of that and also to really get your business out there.
Right. But there is a way to pay for that entertainment. And the way that you pay for that entertainment is you use the people that you hear, the businesses that you hear on the station and on the different shows.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what you do is if you're going to get a product and the product, a good, a service that you need, instead of using it, getting it from somebody who won't advertise with the station that you're listening to, what you do is you go to the company that's advertising, because what they're doing is they're investing in your community.
That's great. And, you know, that's important because everything that you hear on the air, it may seem like it's free, but we know at the end of the day, nothing, DC, is really free. And there is a cost to doing shows like ours. There is a cost to publishing the Ebony Directory.
Right.
And the way that you help us to defray that cost is by using the advertisers, by using the sponsors. And what we try to do, we try to make it our business to bring in only those people that we believe are doing a great business service.
Absolutely.
To this community.
Absolutely. The companies are A-rated companies. They're doing a absolutely wonderful job in the community, not only selling goods or services, but they're giving back to the community by, because the information that this show provides is not free. Although you just turn on your radio and it's right there, it's absolutely not free.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you know what? That's the way that you help us. And you know what? It blesses us so much when people come up to us and say that they listen to the show and that they're on point. And that blesses us immensely. And we want to thank Frankie, D.C. We were in the mall yesterday. And and she came up to us and really just said how the show blesses her. Thank you, Frankie, for staying on point and being a part of the OPT network. It
Absolutely.
Means so much to us.
Absolutely.
And for all of those people that are looking for great things to do this weekend, Avoyelles Parish is the place to be. The Tunica Biloxi Powwow is having they're having a great event that's happening the 18th through the 20th. And for more information, you can phone 800-946-1946. It's that. Also, the Hippolyte Bordelon Home Living History presentation is happening also the 18th and the 19th. And for more information, you can phone them at 318-253-0284. And Bayou Beth Barbecue Cook-Off is going to be happening in Bunky at the KC Council, number 2395. That's going to be on the 19th. And for more information, you know that's going to be some great barbecue. You can phone them at 318-201-1252. And there's so much going on. We're going to keep you on point about what's happening in Avoyelles Parish. And you know what? If you've got an event coming up and you want the community to know about it, you can phone our offices at 318-445-5658. Or you can go to our website at www.onpointcxmas.com. We try to keep you abreast of what's going on, but in order to do that, you got to let us know. It's all about information, and it's about encouraging, uplifting, and enlightening our community one conversation at a time. And all the people that join in to partake in the OPT network, we appreciate you so much because you make possible what happens here every single morning. So thank you for joining us. And we want to say, as always, we love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself, and don't forget, it's just not words. You gotta be about being the change that you want to see. You can't just talk about it. You got to be about it. And change has to start with each individual. Again, we thank you for Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas. I'm Carlette Christmas. Thank you for being on point. Have a great Thursday, and we'll see you, God willing, right back here on Friday.
Good morning.
You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.